All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Pat Pagano. Good morning there, Pat.
Good morning, and how are you?
Good. Did you see my picture of my house that I put on Facebook?
Yes, I did.
Now, that picture, I've taken pictures of my house before with snow and stuff.
Right.
That picture is the best picture I've ever taken. I don't know why it came out so good. It makes my house look like a home in the Bavarian Alps. You know what I mean? I don't know why the color, it came out really, really, really good. And I've gotten more comments from people saying that, wow, what a beautiful picture. Not that it's a beautiful house, but what a beautiful picture. That's what it looked like at my house after we had that 5.5-6 inches of snow. On top of everything else that we've gotten that hasn't had a chance to melt. But it looks like today's the day where it gets a chance to melt.
There's no doubt about that. And the interesting thing also is that this to me reminds me of the January thaw. But obviously, it's in the month of February. Could be a month behind. We shall see.
Don't scare me like that.
I know. Sun and clouds will do it today. And we're looking for 45 to 50. Tonight, a shower, rain shower, mid-30s, partly cloudy and breezy tomorrow, 40, maybe even 45. Sunny, low 40s on Friday. Forget about the wet snow mixing with rain on Saturday. It's not going to happen. This system is going to be a very, very light one. I think it'll wait till the afternoon. By then, it'll be mild enough in the low 40s for just periods of rain. And there'll be a little sun. And highs well into the 40s, maybe even near 50 again on Sunday. On Monday, we'll have one system go out to the south of us. We're watching an Arctic cold front drop down to the Great Lakes on Monday. I don't know if there'll be any showers with that Monday or Monday night, but March will live up to its reputation very quickly, because Tuesday we will have icy winds and it will be cold. So that will be the so-called Lion of March.
There must have been a few fronts that came through our area yesterday, because we got a couple of periods of pretty good snow off and on in like a two-hour stretch yesterday afternoon.
That was the snow showers, and that were associated with the front. Yep, and there's another front coming through tonight, but maybe just a rain shower. And then, of course, another front that will tease us on Saturday, and a stronger Arctic front coming through on Monday.
And now
we're more fronts as opposed to storms.
And, I'll finally get used to losing the snow and getting mud, and hopefully we won't get hit with any more snowstorms. But I think that's wishful thinking.
I think it's very wishful thinking. That's all I can tell you. Yeah, very, very... very wishful thinking. But in the meantime, let me tell you, I'm just wondering with our listeners too. Friend of mine is trying to get his mom, who's going to be 95, the vaccine. She lives in Queens, New York. To this point, he has not been able to get an opening. It is so difficult. And I don't know if our listeners in Connecticut have had that much of a problem.
It's better in Connecticut. And like I said, my first vaccination comes up next week on Monday, the 1st of March, I do believe. And then I'll find out when after that. It's getting easier in Connecticut and better in Connecticut. But in New York, here's the problem. There's no easy way. If you're not internet savvy, and I really mean internet savvy, It appears in New York State there's no real easy way to find out about vaccinations and stuff like that. Where Connecticut, they just set up a 211 number. They've got another number now, and people will schedule appointments for you. I mean, but we're a much smaller state, so I think it's a lot easier to do it like that.
Okay, yeah.
In New York, I don't think in New York it's such a big state. It's like New York, California, they can't do things like that. Because there's just not enough people that can handle the influx.
The load, And do you have an extra $5 million hanging around?
I wish I did. Why?
John Travolta. is selling his 50-acre mansion in Maine. In Maine. How about that?
I wouldn't pay $5 million to live in Maine.
$5 million.
I mean, you've got to really love the winter. You've got to really love doing things outdoors and stuff like that. And you have to love pine trees a whole lot to pay $5 million for a property. If there was a $5 million property in Kennebunkport and I had the money, that's about as far as I'd go.
Right, because I remember you had experience with going further north than me.
I lived in Augusta.
And you were in Tualatin.
I lived in Augusta and Kennebunkport and Gardner, Maine.
That's where you are, huh?
Yeah, and I lived in the state capital, Augusta, for a while, and then Gardner, Maine, which is right outside of it. People are very nice and everything, but it's like you're looking in at the fishbowl. You know what I mean? You're no longer part of the fishbowl. I just didn't like it. But some people like that. They really like, you know, just being out there and not being involved, just enjoying the nature and the wildness of Maine. So.
Yeah. Well, I know Gary Garrison, you know, from the lake. He lives up in Maine. Scarborough, which is not too far out of Portland.
No.
And even up there, very, very desolated.
I just remember my first night living in Maine. I was at a Pizza Hut having a beer. And a guy looked over at me and said, who worked there? You look new. Did you just move here? So I said, yeah. He said, what did you do wrong in your life? That's what he said to me. What did you do wrong in your life that you moved to Maine?
Isn't that?
Well, the whole thing about Maine is you do have to love the outdoors, and you have to love what Maine has to offer, like lobster and stuff like that. You have to love that a lot. And if you do and you love the outdoors,
that's a place to go.
But for me, I require one thing and one thing only: warmth.
I hear you. I know as you get older, the cold is harder to take. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow and see what we have to take at the beginning of March.
Oh, yes. It's coming there. Yes. This would have been the weekend, by the way, of the movie premiere, but of course that was canceled.
That's right. Another victim this year.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So you enjoy the mild weather. I'll see you tomorrow, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.